Guten Abend, meine sehr verehrten Damen und Herren. Herzlich willkommen zur Gemeinschaftsveranstaltung des Chess Club 61 und der Stadtinitiative Heilbronn hier im wunderschönen Abraham-Gumpelsaal. Es steht ja schön draußen geschrieben, habe ich extra gelesen. Herzlichen Dank an den Herrn Straub, der uns den Raum für dieses Konzert zur Verfügung gestellt hat, auf Vermittlung von City Manager Jörg Pischke. Ich glaube, wenn der heutige Abend rum ist, dann sollten wir uns, Herr Straub, mal zusammensetzen, ob wir nicht noch mehr hier machen können. Vielleicht so eine, denke ich mir, Reihe Chess im Heilbronner Bankhaus. Klänge doch recht gut. Oder Chess in der Volksbank. Der Saal ist wirklich herrlich. Als Körbe Steigers letztes Jahr bei der Veranstaltung Chess und Einkauf, für die hier seit, glaube ich, 19 Jahren das Programm machen darf, spielte und eigentlich auch recht viele Zuhörer auf dem Marktplatz ihm zugehört haben, habe ich im Anschluss mit ihm gesprochen und gesagt, ob er denn nicht auch in kleinerem Rahmen bei uns im Herzclub spielen könnte. Und er hat zwar nicht spontan Ja gesagt, aber Sie sehen, es hat trotzdem geklappt. Und dass es hier dann stattfinden kann, macht uns natürlich umso froher, denn wir können jetzt eigentlich auch wesentlich mehr Zuhörern diesen Konzertgenuss bieten, denn der Herzclub würde natürlich aus allen Nähten platzen. Doch nun genug der Worte. Begrüßen Sie mit einem herzlichen Applaus einen Mann, der zwei Echo Awards gewonnen hat, der schon mit Eric Clapton gespielt hat, der mit Elton John gespielt hat, dessen Hit I Wonder Why um die ganze Welt ging, Curtis Tigers mit seinem Duopartner James Schofield. Ein schöner Applaus.
Thank you, welcome. Thank you. Come in. Come, don't be afraid. Maybe a little afraid, but come in. Come in. Seats over here.
Such strange bedfellows, but how do they know? everybody on the news. Till the crack of dawn, yeah. I've been sleeping with the lights on, talking in my sleep and waking to the empty.
Seats up here. I just want you to be comfortable, that's all right. Okay, suit yourself.
When the snows come and the wind blows cold, I will hold you. Will you hold me? Like you'll never let go. Will you kiss me so sweetly and promise you love me so? 'Cause I have wandered through mountains, I have searched the streets below. All I ever really want, someone to hold me and to keep me from the cold. And when the night falls and you're fast asleep, I watch over you and I pray your to keep, so you can sleep easy. You know you can't count on me, 'cause I have wandered through the mountains, I have searched the streets below. But all I am, keep me from the cold. Now, darling, when you're sleeping, am I with you in your dreams? Do I hold you close and dance you through the night? And when the nightmares come, will you let me be the one who kisses you, tells you it's all right? And in the morning, as the light creeps in. I will hold you as you're slowly waking, and I kiss you so softly and promise I'll never go. I never go, 'cause I have wandered through the mountains, search the streets below, but all I ever really wanted, someone to need me and keep me from the cold. I have wandered through the mountains, I have searched the streets below, but all I ever really wanted, someone to love me. From the cold, baby, keep me from the cold. Yeah, keep me from the cold. It is cold outside. Keep me from the cold. All I ever wanted, so baby, keep me from the cold.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. And welcome. Welcome to my band. Thank you.
Welcome, and please welcome my friend, Mr. James Schofield. James, are you there? Hey, for you. Schofield. Welcome, James. Welcome, James, and welcome to my bank. What do you think? It's nice, right? I just figured I wanted a bank, and so here it is. And since I had a bank, I figured I'd put a theater in it as well, just for, so I could play music at my bank, because I really don't know anything about banking, so I figured at least I could play some music at my bank. I've already played two songs, James. I've been out here for quite a while. Yeah. No. Where does the time go? Where have you been? Anyway, I've been waiting for you. I played two songs already. I played the first song from my first album. Mm-hmm. Sleeping with the Lights On. And then I played the second single from my second album. See what I mean? Now we're going to do a song from my third album. It's clever. I don't know anything about banking, but I can count to three. Eins, zwei, drei. I wrote this with a legendary songwriter, a friend of mine, a woman called Carole King. You know Carole King? She's the one who wrote, she wrote a lot of, so many hits, but she wrote,
you make me feel like a natural.
Tracy wrote that. A lot of other things, but that one. And since I'm a skinny white kid from Boise, Idaho, and Carole King's a nice Jewish girl from Brooklyn, New York, we wrote a song about a bus trip from Mississippi to New Orleans. But it's cold as a tomb beneath my skin. And I got no one to blame but myself for the shape I'm in. Rolling south out of Natchez on a Greyhound, rocking like a cradle. I drift fitful off to sleep all alone in the heat of the night. Then I had this dream. You were there beside me on the streets of New Orleans.
On the streets of New Orleans. find you there. In a dream, dream, dream. And I felt the earth move under my feet. I saw the stars come tumbling down, down, down.
Thank you very much.
How do you imagine my soprano saxophone got over there? Isn't that weird? Do you think it just walked over there magically? That's scary, isn't it? Strange things happen in banks. What do you say I go get it? Okay, I'm gonna go get it. I'll be right back. Stay with me. Okay. Here we go. That means I have to go off the stage. That's going to be weird.
I don't know how that happened. That's really odd. That's scary. It's okay. Yes, I know. Yeah?
Okay. This next song is from my new album. This is the title track from my latest album. It was written by a Scot, by a gentleman from Glasgow, Scotland. I call Paul Buchanan, wrote this song. And, it's a very sad song. Sorry. It's not only the saddest song on the album. It's the saddest song of all time. I don't know why you're laughing. This is so sad. It's sad because it's about a real thing, a moment that I think many of us have experienced. It's, I certainly have. It's about that moment when you know that it's over. It's done. After all these years, it's just, and she knows it too. And yet, you don't say anything. You just, you know, and you go on, you hang in there. You stay together for too long. Pray for me.
baby, baby, let's go out tonight. Where the lights all shine, like I knew they would. Be mine, all mine. Baby, I'll be good. Pray. Thank you.
told you it was sad. This next song is also from the new album. It was written especially for me to sing, which I'm very pleased about. It's written by a friend of mine, a wonderful American singer-songwriter called David Poe, wrote this song. And David came to see me, hear me play at the Blue Note Jazz Club in New York City, and thought, hey, I'm going to write a song for him. And he did. He did. It's... As I mentioned, the album is, well, it's kind of sad. It's a tough year. But this song isn't necessarily one of the sad songs. It's sort of a standout. I mean, it's not happy or anything. It's, I'm not going to go that far. Let's be serious. It's about lovers. It's called Everyone Loves Lovers. You know, when you see that happy, sweet young couple walking down the street in love, holding hands, aren't you just so happy for them? Yeah, me too. So it goes on, happy, happy lovers this, happy lovers that, happy lovers lovers. Until that point in the song when it's not quite so happy anymore. That's my favorite part. Everyone loves the lovers, walking hand in hand, blue-eyed boy, brown-eyed girlfriend, see the woman with a man. Once they were strangers, now they're going home. Everyone, everyone loves.
Alone. Oh, except when you're alone.
not alone. No, no, you're not alone.
David Poe. David Poe, remember that name. He's a great, great singer-songwriter. You can probably buy his music on the internet. You've heard of the internet, it's that thing that I can't get here. You could probably buy my music on the internet too, I think, if you tried hard enough. Had a little of that feedback thing going on again. It's that high-end thing. This is Udo back here. He not only makes us sound good every night, but he drives us around and listens to us whine about things and complain. So it's better now. For some reason, when I do this with my face, it feeds back. There's something about that. It's my genetic makeup or something. I don't know. Or just my makeup. No. It's so exciting to have my own bank, and I get a little silly. I'm filled with, well, greed. No, joy is what I mean to say.
Thank you. Thank you.
Strasse, it didn't work either. Keep trying, but because country Strasse wasn't working, and then but Landstrasse just doesn't really roll off the tongue the way the country road does. So I'll have to try something else some other time. That's a blues by the late great trumpeter Harry Sweets Edison. That's a blues that you might hear in a jam session anywhere around the world, in Japan or in Berlin or Heilbronn or New York City. You just did here in Heilbronn, actually. That's the nice thing about jazz, you know, it spans a lot of cultures and languages. Here's another jazz number. This is a song that was written by the father of, well, one of the fathers, anyway, of bebop. There were three of them, as I learned in jazz college. There were three fathers. There was Charlie Yardbird Parker, there was Dizzy Gillespie, and there was Thelonious Monk.
With you, old midnight.
some quarrel we had needs some mending. Well, does it mean that our love is ending? Darling, I love you, but lately I find you're out of my arms, and I'm out of my mind. Let our love take wing round midnight, round midnight. Let the angels sing for your returning. Let our love be safe, safe and sound. When old midnight comes around.
So we have a plan. We know that it's important for you and for the two of us to have a drink. And the most important reason is that once you have a drink and you come back, and we've had a drink and we come back, we sound that much better. Scientifically proven fact. We drink, you drink. We're better. So we're going to do that. We're going to take a break. It would be, in my hometown, it would be an intermission. Here, it would be a pausa. I'm fine with going with pausa because both the intermission and the pausa involve beer, and that's fine. So it works for me. We're gonna take a pausa, and you're gonna have a drink. We'll have a drink, and you know, as you're drinking, perhaps you'll do a little Christmas shopping. Because Christmas is right around the corner. You can see it right there. There's Christmas lights, there's a Christmas market, and I've brought my own little Christmas market for you. No reindeers, but some CDs. And there's nothing nicer. Am I right, James, when I say that there's nothing nicer under the Christmas tree than an autographed CD? Well, actually, there's one thing nicer. Two autograph CDs under the Christmas tree. Are we doing this in C? Okay. Sound good to you? Merry Christmas. We'll talk after. We will sign CDs. I mean, we'll actually autograph them. You don't have to. So that's right. Make that clear. Get rid of these other banks, though. I don't like those over there. Those are bothering me a lot, yeah. Make a note of that. Put that on my list. Get rid of the other banks. I wrote this song back in 1999. Came out on an album called Brighter Days. It's a sad song, but it sounds happy. Best I could do. Every day the day goes by, every night you occupy your troubled mind, pass the time. Every time you think of her, you start to rewrite the way things were with a sugar coat and a ray of hope. But every time the sun starts sinking, the part of you that starts to thinking you're done. She was the only one. These are the days of your life. These are the ways you get by. This is the way that you made. This is the dream. It's not the life that you plan. It's just the place where you stand. It's not the end of the world. Come too soon. It's just the end of the afternoon. In the twilight hour, it was growing dark. That ugly scene down in Central Park, you still regret. She won't forget. Looking out of your hotel room, you make a deal with a man willing to get on track. Don't look back, don't look back. But even when your heart's not aching, there's a part of you that's on. Thank you.
just a place where you stand. Not the end of the world. Come to see. It's just the end of the afternoon.
You've been enjoying my bank. When I decided to have a bank, I decided the first thing that I was going to do was to always have alcoholic beverages. What goes better with money than booze? So you found the bar, yeah? Drinks. And you found the CDs. Good. Merry Christmas.
Jingle bells,
that's all you get. Funky part.
tell.
Now people looking for paradise, baby, I know that I found that. And if you don't believe it, baby, take a look at the love in my eyes.
I'll go like that. Watch my foot. That one.
Your road that matters to me, the ground that you walk.
Oh, it's the wrong foot. I'm sorry.
Your road that matters to me, the ground that you walk. The air that you breathe.
There you got it, almost.
Someday you discover.
Singing. I wrote this song years ago, back in about 99, with a woman from Nashville, a very respected and wonderful songwriter by the name of Beth Nielsen Chapman. Went to her house and we wrote this song one afternoon. And when I sing this song, I think of my daughter. I have a 13-year-old daughter. Her name is Ruby, and she does a lot of this lately. And I say, "But Ruby, I'm one of the cool dads." She says, oh. But most of the time, I can tell she still likes me. She's 13, and I know that, you know, soon she'll, you know, be spreading her wings and running off to college and, you know, becoming Ruby in the world, you know, grown up Ruby, and that's terrifying. You have kids, yeah?
Yeah.
This song's gonna make you cry. Probably me too. Do you have the same, you know, say, when did your mom ever say to you, sort of, or you've probably found yourself saying, you know, when your kid goes out to play, do you ever say, don't go far? Yeah, you know that. That's what this is called. I watch you drive away, same as every day, from the window of your room. You in your dancing shoes, and all the world's your stage, as the traffic plays a tune. Thank you. Thank you, Jim. Oh, James. Oh, James. James Schofield. Be careful with her. Be gentle. No, no, no. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Welcome back, James. We've just been, playing some music in my bank. This is amazing. This is really a lovely room. We were told that we were going to play in the lobby of a new bank. This is not the lobby of a new bank. This is an amazing performance space in beauty in the middle of metropolitan Heilbronn. You know what I'm saying? This is metropolis. This is cosmopolis. That was very nice. You got your sculpture garden, you got your... I gotta get rid of those other banks, but I can see what time it is on the church. Wow, we're going to be here all night. This is great. You can't see that, can you? This next song is also from the new album. This is a song, you just bought this album, and I'm sure you're going to be very happy with it. This is this song won an Academy Award. It won an Oscar for Best Song in a Motion Picture for its songwriter. It was a wonderful film called The Wonder Boys. Great little film with some big stars, and it got great reviews. It had a wonderful script. It was really a fine film. It was a fine film. No one went to see it. It was stiff. It was sad. But it did win an Academy Award for its songwriter. It won an Academy Award for a little-known American singer-songwriter called Bob Dylan. You might have heard of him. He won this Academy Award in the year 2000, and because it was not on one of his albums, because it was just for a movie, I thought it would be a perfect song to cover. It's the ideal Bob Dylan song. It's sarcastic, and it's edgy, and it's dark, and it's funny, and it's romantic all at the same time. I think it's about me, actually. This is called Things Have Changed.
People are crazy, times are strange, I'm locked in tight.
much I used to care. How much things have changed.
Saying that this is my bank, but it's not completely true. We do want to thank Folks Bank for having us here. This is just lovely. It's really just, I did not expect this at all. It really is a lovely spot for music, and I hope that this continues and continues. This is a great story. I think this is the first concert here in this room. And I think I can speak for James when I say that we are honored to be the first concert. Can I speak for you? Okay, good. Can I sign for you downstairs and take some cash out as well? Is that possible? Just checking. In addition to this room, I think perhaps, I mean, do you think Folks Bank would want to maybe start a record label or something like that? Or maybe that'd be a good idea for, I mean, couple of money laying around, it's just in a safe somewhere. And just put out some records, you know, and we'll talk. Let's play some more jazz, James. We're gonna play some more jazz because we can. Some can't. We can. Therefore, we do. Bob Dylan, great American songwriter. Cole Porter, great American songwriter. They go together. They're just separated by like 50 years. No big deal. That's what I like about great songs. It doesn't matter where they come from. It doesn't matter when they were written. If it's a good song, if it's honest, if it's emotional, if it's beautiful, it's a great song. It doesn't matter where it comes from.
You'd be so nice to come home to. You'd be so nice by a fire. That's it. Wild breeze on high, sang a lullaby. You'll be all that I could ever desire. Under stars chilled by the winter, under the August moon burning above. You'll be so nice, you'll be paradise to come home to and love. You'll be so nice, you'll be so nice to come home. You'd be so nice by a fire, while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could ever desire. Under the stars, till by the winter, of an August moon burning above. You'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home to.
Thank you. You never notice the pain.
to hold you, but you push me away. Then you always convince me to stay. And I wonder why we hold on with tears in our eyes. I wonder why we have to break down to make things all right. I wonder why I can't seem to tell you goodbye. Yes, I wonder why. I'm no angel of my selfish pride, but I love you more every day. Love is an anger built up inside as a chill of frustration rolls down my face. Why did love always have to turn out this way? And I wonder why we hold on with tears in our eyes. And I wonder why we have to break down to make things alright. I wonder why I can't seem to tell you goodbye.
Love is a hunger. Damn.
Be patient. James, tell a story. Just something really loud. Say something. Where are you from? All night, right? Call the babysitter.
Go on, you make it pretty. Still with me?
This is called live music. Stop. I'm sweating, you can tell I'm working hard here. Oh, there we go. Oh, this is so exciting. I know, it's fun, right? Okay, so these two monkeys are sitting in the bathtub, and one monkey says, and the other monkey says, "Well, put some cold water in then." Can't stop the music just because I tell a joke. Oh, we're so close. Big ending. You don't see anything that stressful on TV. There's nothing that suspenseful on television. Cool.
I'll get you for this.
The Christmas markets are up. Bad about playing a Christmas song for you right now. The good thing is that it's not one of those Christmas songs you hear all the time.
As a matter of
fact, you've never heard it before. It's a song that I wrote. Every December back home, I live in Idaho. I live in Boise, Idaho. James, you live in Berlin, don't you? James is British-born, he grew up in South Africa, and now he lives in Berlin with his beautiful German wife and his beautiful German daughter, because if you can live in Berlin with your beautiful German wife and your beautiful German daughter, why wouldn't you? Right? It's a good life. smart guy. I live in Idaho, where I grew up, and it's going to take a while for this to get. You put a new. I know it's. There we go. And I moved back there about 10 years ago, and I found that having sort of made a name for myself, I was able to do some nice things around my hometown, Boise, Idaho. And I started doing charity events, and I started a holiday show called the Extreme Holiday Extravaganza 8 years ago. And we started, I know it's silly, I'm getting feedback. Could we turn that down a little bit up here? We started out with one night, just turn it down here a little bit. One night, and we made some money for a homeless shelter. Now we're going into our eighth year. Last year we made $110,000 for our homeless shelter, and I'm very very happy about that. It's a big sort of variety show, lots of acts, 25 different acts per night. It's music and comedy and acting. And I wrote this song for the show a few years ago, and each year I add a new verse or a new line to sort of reflect how I'm feeling. It's funny how one string breaks and all hell breaks loose. I wrote this song. It's a note to myself, because I get a little uptight around Christmas, don't you? I mean, don't you start to get a little bit? Yeah? No? Okay. Well, I do. So I wrote this song as a note to myself. It's called Lighten Up. It's Christmas.
So tight, you're gonna blow a fuse. The world's a wreck, and there's nothing you can do tonight. So shut up and drink your glue vine.
Back home, I would sing eggnog, but I thought you'd appreciate that.
You got a chip on your shoulder and a tough road to hoe. There's a sweet young milf under the mistletoe. Come on, man, show her what you're made of. You gotta lay your burden down before the fat man comes to town. And I say, hey, hey. It's Christmas. Give a cheer for the mild and meek. And I say, hey, hey, oh, 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 oh. Turn the other cheek. It's another year and another week. So lighten up, it's Christmas. Yeah. Remember why now? Let bygones be bygones. They meant what they say. And all of that anger, pack it all away. With your flip-flops and your beach towel. Because the snow is deep and white. And rain. Christmas. some antidepressants and a couple of shrinks, and like Humphrey Bogart, I could drink it all away. But that only works in the movies. Well, the way I see it, I've got it pretty fine. I got some friends who love me, and that sweet-faced child of mine, who's twice as wise as I am, 'cause she knows we got all this food to eat and a nice warm place to sleep. And she says, hey, hey, ho, 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 come on, Dad, lighten up, it's Christmas. And she says, hey, hey, ho, 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 lighten up, it's Christmas. Come on, Dad, lighten up. Christmas.
James Schofield. I'm Curtis. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming to my bank. Thank you.
Got all that money and no one to clean up. So that's fine, I guess.
Thank you very much. This has been a great pleasure for us. Thank you so much. This is the second time I've played here in town in the last year and a half or so. We played, we did a shopping gig, actually, didn't we, out on the square. What was that called? It was, come on, you speak German. What was it called? What was the name of that day? It was a special, it was like shopping on Sunday. I mean, in where I come from, shopping on Sunday is a religion. That's, I mean, you know, that's a way of life. But I sort of like, wasn't that what it was? It was shopping on something, shop, Sonntag shopping. You're not helping at all. It was, an Einkaufen, right? Yeah. He lives in Berlin. He can't help me out with this. Anyway, we had such a nice time that day. It was really a nice surprise. You never know what you're going to expect when you come to a new town. And we were treated so sweetly, and there were children dancing. And I kind of miss the children dancing tonight. But other than that, this has been really a treat for us. So thank you so much for being so warm and kind to us. We're going to be out there signing CDs in just a minute. We'll be there. Happy, happy, happy. Good luck with that. You just don't play too hard, because it could just totally come apart on you. We're going to finish up here with a song by a hero of mine, one of my favorite songwriters, a guy called Steve Earle wrote this song, and it is aptly titled, Goodbye. I only miss you
every now and then. Like a soft breeze blowing up from the Caribbean. Most Novembers I break down and I cry. But I can't remember if we say but I recall all of those nights down in Mexico, place I will never go in my life again. Was I off somewhere? Maybe just too high. But I can't remember if we said goodbye. I can't remember if we said goodbye. Goodbye.
Duncanson, Julian Dunn, James Schofield, thank you very much. Merry Christmas.